V'zeh, and this is what Dovid HaMelech says, Chatzois Lailo Okum, I get up at midnight. Kizeh Ma'ilas Chatzois Nidud Hashenu, Shemikol HaShinuyim. This is one of the tremendous benefits of getting up at midnight, which means shaking up the sleep. In other words, wiping out sleep, which is the source of all differences. We mentioned earlier that sleep is histalkus hadas. When a person sleeps, 99% of the brain goes away. And when there's very little brain, there's all kinds of conflicts. The more brain, the less conflict. The more intelligent, the less conflict. Less seichel, more conflict. So when a person's sleeping, that's the whole union of machloikis, of shinuyim. Shaydeze tikun hagodol. Through this, aydeze tikun hakoil. By being able to eliminate the shinuyim, the person is misakein everything. V'alkein hoyu yitzias Mitzrayim b'chatzois v'nal. And this is why the Jews left Egypt at midnight. V'alkein chatzois mesugol kemoi pidyon. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran that getting up for chatzois is like giving a pidyon. It's like giving a sum of money to a tzaddik and thereby trying to eliminate any midas hadin that's on that person or on their children or on their friends or anything. Shehu al yedei mo'iz hatzdoko shenoisim la tzaddik vohish kosher. What is a pidyon? A pidyon is tzedaka money that a person gives to a tzaddik or a religious person. Sheshom ikar tikun hatzdoka. And that's one of the main forms of tzedaka. Ki kishenoisin l'rosho upogun. Because when a person gives money to a rosho or to a person who has all kinds of defects, all kinds of averus, sins, umikolshkein lebal machloikis, and especially if chas v'shalom a person gives tzedaka to a bal machloikis, to a person who makes war against tzaddikim, against religious people, adarabah, just the opposite, poigem yoiser, he makes the problem worse. Ki choizer umamshich hashefa chas v'shalom lahashinuyim, because he's taking shefa, he's taking money, and he's feeding it to conflict. He's feeding conflict. He's feeding differences, which is the whole source of the Yetzer Hara. All the evil in the world came about through Shinuyim, as we learned earlier. V'zeh ikar ha-pidyon. This is the essence of a pidyon, that you're giving money to a tzaddik. You're giving it to a person who's an ish sholaim, a person of peace. K'aydezeh nizbatlin kol ha-tzorois. By giving a pidyon, a person wipes out the suffering or the problems which come from the differences. Remember we mentioned earlier in the previous halacha about that when there was only Adam, there was no problem. As soon as there was Adam and Chava, there were two. Once there were two, that's where all the trouble began. That's where the snake went to Chava and all the trouble. Whenever there's shinuyim, that's where there's room for conflict or room for bad. Because whenever there's two, there's better and worse. There's good and bad. There's light and darkness. Shemisho mibchinas tardema, because it's from sleep. Tardema means like a deep sleep. Shemishom tchilas brias ha'odam hasheni boilam, that was the beginning of the creation of the second person in the world, shehi ho'isha, which was the woman, Chava, shemimeno yotzu kol hadoiros kulam, from which came forth all generations. So again, that's how the trouble started. The trouble started when Hashem created another one, a second one, when there was a shinui. There was A and B. As soon as there was B, that's when all the trouble started, as was mentioned in the previous halacha, in halacha Gimel, I believe it was. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound on this a lot when we get into halacha Hey in the next few pages. So therefore, if a person gives money to a tzaddik, he gives money to an ish sholoim, then that money is a tikkun for any kind of problem, because all the problems originated from conflict, from two. Whereas if a person gives tzedakah or gives a pidyon to an ish machloikis or to a rasha who is, he's feeding the conflict, he's feeding the ra, chas v'shalom. Val yedei chatzois meshabrim hasheno bo'es toikef his gabrusoi, and a person who's zoicha to get up at midnight, he's breaking the sleep when it's at its height, when it's at its strongest. Remember we said sleep is his stalkus hadas. Sleep is lack of brains. He's taking the lack of brains and he's smashing it, he's destroying it by waking up at a time which normally that would be the most appropriate time for sleep, the deepest sleep. Bo'ez shehigia hadas letachles hamiyut v'estalkus. At a time when the das has reached its lowest level, when the person's deeply asleep. And again, he breaks out of that. That's the same tikkun as giving tzedaka to a tzaddik. V'alkein chatzois mesugol kemoi pidyon. And Rabbeinu Zal, that's why Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran that chatzois, getting up for chatzois, has the same power to be mamtik dinim, to eliminate suffering, to resolve problems, as a pidyon, as giving a pidyon. This is why the Gemara tells us it's very, very difficult to calculate the moment of Chatzos, the second of midnight, the exact second. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he told Paroi that Hashem is going to take the Jews out, he said, Ka Chatzos, approximately Chatzos. The Gemara says, what do you mean? He didn't have a good watch? And there's all kinds of discussion about it. And it says, but Dovid HaMelech said Chatzos. Dovid HaMelech was after Matan Torah. There's all kinds of discussion. But we're taught that to identify, to know the moment of Chatzos, that's something very, very, on a very high level. Kizeh Yef Shalahasig, because this is something that's impossible for us to understand fully. Ki Histalkus Hadas, Shemishom Shoyer, because the lack of Das, Shemisham Shoresh Abchira, which is the source of free choice, Kimisham Shoresh Hazman, because that's where time, that's the origin of time. Remember we said before when a person's asleep, the time seems to be taking much longer, going much more slowly. Shekol ze nimshach mitchilas hatzimtzum shel chol alaponui, whereby all of this began from when Hashem first constricted his light in order to create a vacant space in which to make creation, shehu bechinas histalkus hamoyach vahadas, which is an example of the moyach, the das, leaving. When we talk about Hashem removing himself from a place, that means removing the light from that place, removing the das from that place. And we said that when Hashem first wanted to create the world, in order to make room for creation, Hashem had to vacate a certain area, kaviyochel, to make room. That vacating is a concept of histalkus hadas, histalkus ho'or. And whenever there's a histalkus hadas, that's when time comes into play. We said the higher a level of das, the less time. The older a person gets, the time moves, races much more quickly. The younger, the more the time seems to be schlepping and schlepping. Kimuvon lemaskilim, as is known to people who are familiar with the Zohar Kodesh, with the Arizal, kol ze ef shalahasig, all of this is impossible for a person to understand completely, ki im lemuvchore yechide adoyrois, other than the top choicest tzaddikim of all the generations, kamoi Moshe Rabbeinu, Dovid HaMelech, v'ze shamru sham, and this is why the Gemara says there she David hoyakom b'chatzois v'osak b'toyra, Dovid HaMelech would get up at midnight and he would study Torah then, u'baboiker nichnesu etzloi, and in the morning all the leaders of the Jews would come into him, v'amrulai, and they would say to him, Amech Yisrael tzrichim parnosa. Your people, your nation, the Jews, need parnosa. What should we do? Rab Moshe Zal says, v'hu plia. It seems strange. How is the Gemara putting these two things together? Dovid HaMelech got up at Chatzos, and he would learn, and in the morning they would come in and say, the people need parnosa. What does one have to do with the other? Rav Nosnal says, Achal Pianal, but based on what I taught you just before, you'll understand it beautifully. Ki Chatzos Bechinas Tzedaka. Because we just explained earlier that getting up for Chatzos has the same effects as giving charity. Remember? Just like charity is mamtik din, when a person gets stucker to a tzaddik, that's hamtoka sadinin. So too, getting up at midnight, breaking sleep. Sleep is din. Sleep is time. Sleep is tzimtzum. Breaking the sleep is also has the same effect as tztoka. It's mamtik v'din. It brings refuah. It brings parnosa. It brings all the positive things. Shemisham ha-parnosa. And again, tztoka, eliminating shinuyim, is how we get parnosa, right? So that's why when the Jews knew that Dovid HaMelech gets up for Chatzos, they knew they could come to him and say, okay, where's the parnot? Where's the beef? Where's the parnosa? Amar lehem, so Dovid HaMelech said to them, Lechu v'esparnasu zeh mizeh. Go ahead, go support each other. Zeh ki zeh ikar hatikun, because that's the ultimate tikun of parnosa. Bechinas achdus utzdoko v'sholem. That there should be unity among the Jewish people, and there should be tzedakah, people should help each other. Each one should want nothing more than to help his friend earn a living, to give him a job if he needs a job, to give him a loan if he needs a job, if he needs a loan to set up a business. Each one should be wanting to help the other one, v'shalom, and that there should be total peace and harmony between Klal Yisrael. That's the ultimate tikkun of parnosa. Bitul hashinuyim, which is eliminating all the differences. Like Rabbeinu Zal said in the story of about Tefillah, that the wealthy people made sure to be as inaccessible as possible. They lived far away with all kinds of electronic, impossible to get to him. You know, to try to make as much separation as possible in the world. What do you mean? I have nothing to do with you. You have nothing to do with me. I'm completely different from you. That's these shinuyim which promote unemployment, well, you know, all kinds of tzaras. Whereas when there's real achdus, when the wealthy people and the poor people love each other, respect each other, and each one is looking to help the other one, each one is just looking to be part, then that's the tikkun haparnosa. So the Gemara says there that they said to Dovid HaMelech, Amroloi, they said to him, Ein hakoimetz masbiyas huari. A little handful, a kmitza, you know, like 3 ounces, isn't enough to feed a lion, meaning ve'ein haboyer mismale michul yosoy. And they said also, if we dig a ditch, we're not going to be able to fill the ditch from its hole. You know, as if there's a ditch, we can't dig. If let's say there's a ditch that's 10 feet deep, you say, fill up the ditch. What should I fill it with? What do you mean? Take a shovel, dig into the ditch, dig up dirt from the ditch, and fill it up. You can't do that. It doesn't work. They said to him, Kikvar, meaning, what were they implying? Kikvar nizbalbel ho'ilam kol kach al yidei chetot amarishin v'chatoy adoyros. The world has become so messed up as a result of the Eitz Hadas and as a result of all the sins of all the generations, ad sheroiv hashefa etzel ho'akum, so that the majority of the shefa flowing from Hashem is being redirected to the goyim instead of the Jews. And even what's coming to the Jews is going mostly to the irreligious Jews. It's going mostly to the wrong places. Alkain, for this reason, afilu bimei David, hayokoshol Yisrael esparne zemizeh. That's why even during the time of Dovid HaMelech, it was difficult for the Jews to make a living from each other. It was like he told them originally. He said to them, go, take care of each other. They came back and said, sorry, we can't do it. Because of the Pegamati Eitz Hadas and everything, we've got things have gotten so messed up that 90% of the Shefa or 99% of the Shefa is going to the Goyim. So what's going to the Jewish people is really 1% of what they need and what they're supposed to have. How do you cut up, how do you slice up that 1%? How do you tell everybody, let's all be friends and, you know, we'll support each other? There isn't enough there. Al Kain Heshiv, therefore, Dovid HaMelech's response was, Lechu ufishtu yideichem begdud. Go to battle, go to war. Go fight the goyim so we get the money back. Lilchoim im hoakum, to go do battle with the Sitra Achra, ulahoitzi mehem hashefa, and extract from them the shefa that they've taken from us. Lahashiva lam koima, to return it to its proper place. Libnei Yisrael haksherim, to the religious Jews. וזה בחינת שנקרא נשך. And this is why taking interest on a loan, interest is called נשך, כמו שכל, as the פסוק says, כל דבר אשר יישך, בחינת אם יישך הנחש בלוי לחש. Just like the bite of a snake is also called לנשוך, the same word. שהו בחינת פגם לשון הרע. The Gemara tells us that what causes a person to be bitten by a snake? The Gemara says they once asked the snake, why do you bite people, idiot? If you eat flesh or you eat dirt, it tastes the same. So why not eat dirt? Why kill somebody if you're not going to get any benefit, no pleasure out of it whatsoever? The snake said, that's your question? I got a question for you, buddy. Why do you speak Lashon Hara? Why do you say something bad about that guy? What? You're not going to benefit from that in any way. What is, why in the world would you do? So the Gemara says that a snake bite comes because of Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom. Kemo Yisham Rabbi says, as the Gemara says, Ki al yidei Lashon Hara kol hamachloikis shenimshach mi'ashinuyim. Because it's through Lashon Hara, that's what creates conflicts that come about through all the differences. Again, I'm not like you. I'm not the same. We are not one. I'm against you, and you're against me, Chas V'Shalom. Sheze ikar pegam ribis v'neshach kanal. That's the main problem with ribis and neshach, that it promotes machloikis. It promotes shinuyim. Because again, we said, what is ribis? It's for time. I want to be paid for my for waiting. And that's waiting is zman. That's this concept of shinuyim. Versus lemala me'azman, where it's all oneness. V'alkein koirin and im kesef talva be'pesach. Rav Nosson says, this is why we read this portion of the Torah, which speaks about a Jew lending money to another Jew not to take interest. We read it on chalamoyed Pesach, be'pesach, shehu zman yitzias Mitzrayim, which is when the Jews went out of Egypt. Because as we explained earlier, the whole concept of going out of Egypt was midnight, chatzos laila. It was Hashem changing around the marochis. The sun becomes the moon and the moon becomes the sun. Night becomes day and day becomes... Hashem showed that there is no zman, lamala miyazman. Just like a person who lends somebody money for 3 months and doesn't take a penny extra for the 3 months because there is no time. 3 months doesn't exist. There's no such thing. I don't care. That's not going to force me to do anything. Okay. That's pretty much the end of this piece of the discussion. Now, Rav Nosson Zal gives us another piece, which he's going to elaborate a lot on in the halacha itself. Shayach lahamedrish notal emes v'hishlichoy loretz. This next short paragraph is related to a medrash that Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote later in full length. When Hashem first created the world, it says he consulted with the malachim. And the malachim on the right said, create man. Of course, create man. The malachim on the left said, you don't want to create man, Hashem. Hashem is... Man is sheker. Man is murder. Man is criminals and everything. So the Gemara says there that the malachim of Emes and Sholem, the malachim of Emes and Sholem said, don't create man because man is sheker. And the other malachim said, create. So it says Hashem took Emes and threw it on the ground and said, I am yes going ahead with the creation of man. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on that Midrash a lot and explain it very, very well. But here he gives us a short blip. V'ze kol hadon din emes la'amitoi ke'ilu nase shutef la'kadosh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis. The Gemara says in one place that a judge who carries out a judgment in its highest state, emes la, it doesn't say din emes, it says emes la'amitoi, double emes, like a double truth, which is compromise, the Gemara says over there, that if a judge is smart enough to be able to work out a compromise, said nobody feels he's bad, he's good, he's right, he's wrong. You're all one. Everybody is right. Everybody's wrong. Let's share it. Split the difference. That kind of thing. That if a judge does that, he becomes a shutef with Hashem in creation. Rav Nosson Zal says, la'amitoi daiko. Look how the Gemara adds that word emes la'amitoi. Kemo shediktiku apoiskim, as the poiskim in Shulchan Aruch emphasize. Upirshu le'inyin din meruma. And they explained it regarding a judgment that's false, chas v'shalom. Bozeh ha'olam i'efshe la'hasig ho'emes kim al yidei emuna shehu shleimus emes. Rav Nosson Zal throws one line here. In this world, it's impossible for a person to achieve the real truth without faith. To be able to know the emes with chachma, with das, is impossible in this world. It's only through emuna that a person will be able to get to the real emes. Shehu shleimus emes, which is the highest level of emes. Like we say in davening, emes ve'emuna choik v'lo yavler. Or like we say when we put on tefillin, ve'rastich li be'emuna v'yodat es Hashem. Bechinas ezer kenegdoi. The concept of a wife, an assistant, opposite him, opposing him. Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this much more when we get into the actual halacha. Hayotze mizeh, what comes out of this, she'ikar hamachloikis al yidei ho'emes she'enoi b'shleimus. Most conflicts in this world come about because people have not achieved real, people are not 100% honest. People have not reached the highest level of emes. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, v'ho emes tihye nederes, that as we get closer to the coming of the Moshiach, one of the problems is that the emes is going to be groups. Each group is going to claim that it has the truth. Each one's going to say, I'm the emes, I'm emes. Sheteyose ho emes adorim adorim. The emes is going to be broken out into many groups. Again, many, not one. Not that there's going to be one emes. Each one's going to say, I'm the emes. You're not emes, I'm emes. V'chol echad oimer she'etzlo ya emes. V'yesh shekavanosam be'emes. Rav Nosson Zal says some of those people, their intentions are pure. They really mean well, and they mean what they're saying. They really believe that their way is the right way, is the emes. Aval hin toim, but they just happen to be mistaken. Ve'yesh boze kamo bechinois, and there are many different variations of this. Aval afal pikein, but after everything, ikar ho emes lamitoi hu echod. The real emes is one. There's one real emes. V'alkein loy hishlech hasholim, and that's why the Medrash says over there that Hashem threw the emes to the ground. It doesn't say he threw sholim to the ground. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on that a lot, because the highest thing in the world is sholim, and for sholim, you're allowed to throw emes away sometimes. The Gemara says there are two opinions. One rabbi says you're allowed to lie for the sake of peace. The other rabbi says it's a mitzvah to lie for the sake of peace. So we see that sometimes the emes is put aside for the sake of shalom. Just because I'm 100% right, if saying that is going to make us not be able to sit together at the same table, not be able to look at each other, not be able to talk to each other, that emes, put it in the closet, put it somewhere else. Hashem says, that's not, that emes doesn't excite me, that doesn't impress me, because shalom is higher than emes. Just like the case of a man who suspects his wife, chas v'shalom, of having done something with another man. He doesn't have proof. We say we take a portion of the Torah and we erase it. We erase Hashem's name, we erase a portion of the Torah in order to generate shalom, in order to make peace between husband and wife. Said if she didn't do anything wrong, she'll drink those waters and that'll show that she's kosher and they'll have peace between them. That's one example where we erase the emes for the sake of shalom. Said over here, Hashem took emes and threw it to the ground in order to create the world. Because most of what destroys this world is emes. What do you mean? She's wrong. It's obvious. I'm right, she's wrong. I'm right, she's wrong. Or I'm right, he's wrong. That emes, if you are right, Hashem is not impressed. Because if your being right generates conflict, what kind of right is that? How great is that? V'sehu ayeko, and this is why after Adam and Chava ate from Eitz Hadas, Hashem went looking for Adam Rishon. Hashem said, "Where are you? Mi higid lecho kierim ato? Who told you about your nakedness. You know, it says, Adam Rishon, you know, it says, Efer Eitfam Eitz Hadas, they suddenly ran to cover themselves. They were suddenly embarrassed with their nakedness. Hashem said, who told you that there's anything wrong with that? Meaning, Afal pi shema loscha halimi koidim lo yodato lehizbayesh b'mashatorim. Prior to eating from the Eitz Hadas, you didn't understand to be embarrassed by the fact that you were unclothed. Afal pi shema loscha yo'oz g'doy lo b'yoyser. Even though at that time, before eating from the Eitz Hadas, you were on a much higher level of seichel. Now you're embarrassed. Now you feel embarrassed with your nakedness. Alkein nigzar olav misa, and that's why Hashem decreed death upon Adam and Chava. Zehu bechinas vatashleich emes orzo. This is another example of Hashem taking the truth and throwing it to the ground. Vaydeze yizdakech veyokum betchia, and by throwing the truth to the ground, the truth will go through a purification process, and then it'll be able to rise up again in Tchiyas HaMeisim, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate very much in the halacha coming up. Like a human being who has to be buried in the ground in order to and go through a major tikkun before he can be able to sprout up again in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Zehu bechinas ta'ale emes min horetz. That's the concept of what it says in the part that Hashem said, now lift up, pick up the truth from the ground. Emes me eretz titzmoch. The emes will come forth from the earth. Ki ikar tchiyas hameisim al yidei emes. Because the main tchiyas hameisim is going to be through emes, truth, shehu samo dechaya, which is an elixir of life. That's the medicine of life.